Describe a routine you have in your life that you enjoy. What kinds of routines do people follow at home? What daily routines do people have at home? I think that a typical daily routine includes waking up early, having breakfast, traveling to work or school, having lunch, etc. However, people who work remotely might have a very different routine. For example, they can probably afford to wake up later than people who commute to work. Should children have learning routines? Well, learning routines really benefit children with their education. One reason for this is that with a routine, there will be a smooth transition from each learning activity. This is very important for time management, as it means that learning time will not be wasted. Routines are also great for children to feel in control of their environment, which makes them feel less anxious. Does having routines at home make everyday life easier? Yes, having a proper home routine is good for everyday life. Those routines can make you organized and efficient. They remind you of where and what you should be doing, so you can focus on what's important. But if someone doesn't have a home routine, then they might feel more stressed and unsure of what activity to start with. What are the advantages of children having a daily routine at school? Does having a routine make kids feel more secure at school? Firstly, an advantage of this is that the children can feel more comfortable and prepared for each day. Having a regular routine will also help them to become more independent. Plus, having this fixed routine is very helpful for teachers, as it means they can maximize the organization of the children's learning. Is it useful for older children to decide their own study routines? When children become older, most of them are more aware of their own study patterns. So yes, I do think there are some benefits to them deciding how and when they study, as this will increase their independence and they will learn how to manage time. That being said, some older children might still be too immature and lazy. So they might choose to hardly study. How do people's routines differ on weekdays and weekends? People's routines are normally much more rigid on the weekdays. They have to stick to a strict timetable because of their jobs. This means that their routine will probably not involve lots of leisure. However, people's routines often involve much more flexible timetables on the weekends, and they have the chance to spend more time doing enjoyable activities. What are the differences between people's daily routines now and in the last 15 years? Over the last 15 years, people's daily routines involved others more. For example, people would go to work, have lunch with their coworkers, then hang out with friends or family. But nowadays, ever since the COVID-19 pandemic, it's more common for people to be isolated. They might work from home instead. That means they don't interact with others in real life. Yes, 过过过，淘宝店铺原创。